Ooh, GMAT. Yay.
Hey, and welcome to the sixth episode of the GMAT podcast. GMAT.
It's gotta be.
GMAT.
It's gotta know.
It's a bit of a letdown now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I heard it before. Isn't this the seventh also?
Oh, no. This is the sixth. What happened? Luke and I recorded a podcast like 4 or 5 days ago, and then, like usual, I had it sitting there for ages, and then I was like, all right, I better edit it before the weekend comes, because I post the podcasts on Saturday on Anchor and iTunes. Check it out. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're already checking it out. Hey, before I say this story, today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by Tiny Build, the independent developer and publisher, and we'll talk more about them later. So we recorded a podcast 5 days ago to come out, you know, when this podcast, number six, and then I went to edit it, and I heard it when we were recording. I heard your microphone, because you weren't at home. You were in Geelong. So you were using your phone, and what the audio was doing was, it was like some kind of sensitivity pickup. So it'd be like, hey, my voice is really clear. And then once it had a clear sound going, it was like, hey, my voice is really clear. And now I'm all the way back here and you can barely hear. it was like you were talking and then you stepped 20 meters away from the microphone. And it just sounded, yeah. And I was,
when are you telling me we're redoing number six? Is that what you're telling me in a long story format?
That's what we're doing, yeah.
You're going to have to pay me double.
Yeah. Well, all right. What's double is
there? I don't get paid.
So, I thought when I heard it, I was like, oh, I can probably, because it was pretty quick. It was like, blah, 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 like went real quiet all of a sudden. And then when you stopped talking, it was like, where's the sound? There's the sound. Now that I found it, I'm going to go really quiet again. So I thought with the second it hits the quiet, I'll just adjust your volume in the program, bring you up a bit. But all that ended up doing was making you sound really clear and then making you sound like you were really quiet, but just a little bit more distorted. It was
lovely.
It was a living meme. So that's why we're doing episode number six again. Like,
got it.
I know.
Should release the other one behind the scenes on the DVD when you get to, like, I don't know, 1,300 subscribers or whatever.
Well, I'll probably upload it to Patreon. For people to, you know, just let's maybe just upload just the raw, totally raw without any edits. It's so weird with Patreon. I'm like, thank you for, you know, giving me like $3 or $4 a month. Thank you for giving me hard earned money as a reward. Here's the stuff that wasn't good enough to go up on YouTube or to go up on.
I mean, if they're willing to pay for it, they probably enjoy it no matter what you put out.
Well, I mean, for the people that I subscribe to, I really find it interesting, the sort of behind the scenes stuff. So I thought, you know, it's something. Yeah. Oh, how's that? eBay order sent. Finally. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. What? They sent you an eBay?
No, I bought something on eBay yesterday and finally it's been mailed to me. It was not yesterday, a few days ago. But it was such a small item and it's inside Australia. I was like, why are they not? It was supposed to be here yesterday, and it hadn't even been sent off yet. When is it expected to arrive?
How's that one? I'm not even the real G-Man. I'm burping.
you're the fake G-Man. So let me go through, because when I do the podcast, I'll make like a little list of throughout the week, I'll think that's an interesting thought. Write it down so I can bring it up at the podcast, just in case we get derailed. Or stuff gets boring, I'll be like, let me check my list of shit to be like, what can we talk about? So, I mean, every day I'm adding stuff to it. It's such a long list. But the podcast we just recorded that doesn't exist anymore. It was such a good one. We went in, we talked about Fallout 76, obviously, talking about how I kind of want it to be online. And you were saying you didn't feel that because
I mean, people can find out what we said if they subscribe to your Patreon.
that's true. You said you didn't want it to be online because
Elder Scrolls Online was like shit. Yeah,
and I still stand by my idea that they've worked out
they've
the kinks. Yeah. Now it's time to make a proper, and I like Fallout more than Elder Scrolls. Mm. I always, which one do you like more?
I don't know. I never really got into either of them. Although I played Oblivion.
The shit out of 4.
I played like 80 hours, maybe. It's not, in my terms, that's not a lot. I've played Oblivion on PC like before that when it came out, or on like Xbox 360. I put in weeks and weeks worth of fucking time into it. So probably Elder Scrolls, but I never got to Skyrim, so I don't really know.
But you played. Oh, so you never got into Skyrim. You're in the basically the exact same boat as me. The first one I ever played was Oblivion.
It was great.
Which might have been the first PS3, like the first of that generation, like PS3, Xbox 360. I think it was the first game I ever played of that generation. And I was like, this is incredible. Mm. I thought it was the most out there. Because I, up until that point, open world didn't exist in my mind. There was Grand Theft Auto, and that's what I thought was open world, but there wasn't a name for it, because for me, that was it. It was just Grand Theft Auto, and no other games like Grand Theft Auto. And then it was like, oh my god, this is like fucking knights and princesses and swords and shit, and I can just go wherever I want, and it was different from GTA, because it was like, go up to that person, talk to them, and they'll tell you something to do. Sure, you know, fucking choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, and then I played Fallout 3, and I didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. Hated it.
Didn't?
No. And then I didn't get into Fallout until Fallout 4 came out, and I was like, this game looks like it's going to be good. Everyone loves the Fallout series. I didn't like Fallout 3 that much, but everyone else fucking is wet for Fallout. And I pre-ordered it, got it, and I played hundreds of hours on that. And then went back and played Fallout New Vegas and Fallout 3, and I was like, I genuinely think Fallout 3 might be the best game of the series.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, you felt the same as well. It's, and I didn't even have nostalgia attached to it.
Hmm, that's where like a lot of people, like I think I played maybe like half an hour of it at a friend's place. Fallout 3, I think it was. Basically, I grew up on first person shooters, so like I played the shit out of Halo and like similar games to that, and I hit B to melee, and it brought up the Pip Boy, and I went, nope, I don't like it. Going back, it's much better.
I had way dumber reasons for not liking games when I was a kid, because kids are fucking stupid. Mm. I didn't like particular games because I don't know, I didn't like the sound of the loading screen or something. I had to fucking Fallout 3 is such an awesome game. And I feel like it was lost on me as a kid. Mm. And now coming back to it, yeah. You know what else was made Fallout 3? Because generally, it's kind of like considered on a bigger scope that Fallout New Vegas is the best Fallout game ever made. The majority of people would feel that way. But I think I liked Fallout 3 more because Fallout 3 felt more like Fallout 4. There was a lot more connections and a lot more links between the two, like the Brotherhood and just the landscape and some of the weapons and stuff. And Fallout New Vegas felt a lot more like it's like a spin-off with just some different elements and stuff.
I don't know. I feel like 4 was closer to Vegas. There was It was much more.
Not in the way the game played. I don't mean that. I mean like.
Yeah, no, I know that.
It's like they were set in the same universe.
But that's what.
Like I feel like 3 and 4 were set, like very close. Like the things you saw and the enemies and the weapons and the way the world looked and the people, there were more links between 3 and 4 as there were in New Vegas.
Right.
I mean, there were ghouls and everything in New Vegas, but Fallout 3 and 4 had just I don't know, the Brotherhood and the weapons, the weapons linked. But I can't remember if the Brotherhood was in New Vegas. Were they?
There might have been. There was the factions or whatever in New Vegas.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why, but they 3 and 4 feel more like they're...
Did you used to call Vegas 4?
No. But I didn't know New Vegas around that time, so I wouldn't have had a reason to.
I got them both in like a Bethesda pack one Christmas. Like I got $100 and I was like, oh, I want to spend it on games. Let's go on Steam. And there was like a Steam sale for like different developers. And one was Bethesda. And I'm like, I know this game. I know this game. I like this game. I've heard of this one. You know, I'll get the Bethesda one. And it came with like Doom and Elder Scrolls and shit. And in it was like New Vegas and Fallout 3. So I'm like, well, let's play them both.
I love that you and I are talking about this right now, and then you've just sent me a message with a link with a link to a video called Fallout 3 is better than you think.
Do you want to label how long it is?
I'll put a link to it in this. I know an hour and 54 minutes.
I don't like long videos, but I watched this whole thing through.
Okay.
And honestly, that's a film. It's more like a documentary.
Jesus Christ. I know I said in the last podcast, the actual last podcast, number 5, that I would put a link to something in the description. The reason I didn't do that is because you can find the fucking thing. I can't remember what it was, but I couldn't find it. But I will put a link to that video Luce just sent me, that fucking film. It's funny that you say, I'm about to do a full circle moment. It's funny you say, it makes me want to play it again, because that thing I just bought off eBay was a USB extender so that I could...
Like USB to USB?
Like male to female, so I could extend the plug, yeah. So that I could use a wired controller through my PC that would reach to my couch so that I can sit on my couch and play Fallout 3 on the TV and not...
Get like a really long HDMI cable and hook your TV to your computer as well.
Yeah, because my computer and my TV are right beside each other.
Right,
like
okay.
My desk is in the living room, right next to the TV, so I just switch over. But fucking, I've been trying to use Bluetooth. I got this Bluetooth thing so then I connect my PS4 controller to my PC with Bluetooth, but it cuts in and out because it's so far away. Blah, 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 blah. So I'll either use the extender to extend the Bluetooth, or I'll just plug in. You know, I'm easy.
I mean, 2 points. One, Microsoft pairs with Microsoft. I've got an Xbox controller and never had a problem, but obviously you've got a PS4 controller. And two, I've got like a billion of those cables. I would have just given you one.
Oh, do you really? Fuck.
Yeah, I heard about people.
I thought I did as well. I thought I had heaps, but I've only got this one that I use to connect my wireless mouse, my wireless keyboard.
Okay. Yeah, because I grew up with like tons of this shit, like just cables and whatever else. And people are like, "Oh, I need this." I'm like, "I probably have that." They're like, "Oh shit, I wish you would have told me earlier."
It's not that my PS4 controller has trouble connecting to the connecting to the computer, because I had to get a Bluetooth plug-in because I didn't have Bluetooth built in.
Yeah.
But because it's on the back of the little Bluetooth USBs on the back of my PC, it just sometimes it cuts out and doesn't see it, and so I have to turn my PC around, and even then,
aren't there like USB ports on the front of your computer?
Yeah, funny you say that. There are, but when I got, I had to switch over a motherboard, and I had to get a smaller motherboard, and there wasn't enough room to have the USBs on the front. So I just have these dead USB ports on the front of my PC.
You just plug them into the motherboard.
Yeah, but there wasn't enough room on the motherboard.
What?
I don't know. It's a small motherboard, and Nick.
But what? I've gone through like 80 motherboards, and the least amount of USB ports I've seen on them is 2, both of which can support two USBs. So up to 4 USB 2s, minimum.
But the ones at the back, I've got plugged in. Are they? I'm saying there's not enough room on the motherboard because I don't know what I'm talking about. My stepbrother Nick does it. And he's been doing it for 20 years. He's very learned. So when he said those front ones aren't, you know, they're not gonna work because like there's something, and I couldn't remember what it was. And it's his old PC, and so he switched over the motherboard. So I bought the USB extender so I could play Fallout 3.
Got it.
Which is gonna be, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be
excited.
Good. I really am. More excited than I am for The Walking Dead season.
Last 76.
Which is another thing we spoke about in the last podcast, was about The Walking Dead. Now I was telling you should revisit it because it just started to get good again. But then they said Andrew Lincoln's going to leave and Lauren Cohen's going to leave. And I don't believe that. I think that's a fucking nonsense article that doesn't exist. We're not getting it into it again because you know how passionate I am about The Walking Dead. Yeah. Even though it's I'm just constantly on guard to defend The Walking Dead.
You'd chop your dick off for Walking Dead.
No, it's because it has so many faults. So it's very easy to pick apart. But I've got a real passion for it, and I've loved it for a long time. Some people start to pick it apart. I'm like, wait, shut up. You don't know what you're talking. Wait, there is. You see, the reason that is the way because and yeah. So I won't get into it again. But mark my words, Andrew Lincoln's not leaving The Walking Dead. Unless he does, then don't mark my words.
Dunno. How's little change of topic here? How's this XCOM stuff going?
The only reason I have it, XCOM 2, on the PS4, is because it was free this month. With PlayStation Plus, you get a few free games every month. I like it a lot, but there's a few reasons why I think I like it. Did you get into Rebel Final Fantasy games and that?
Sort of. I played Final Fantasy Tactics Advance on my Game Boy Advance.
Remember that, because that's exactly what I'm going to come back to, but keep going.
Oh, it was such a good... Oh, that's right, we spoke about it, yeah. Such a good game. I also had Final Fantasy 3 and 4, I think, on Game Boy Advance, but outside of that, I never really got into it. My brother was always much more into it than I was.
Okay, so you haven't played any of, the real Final Fantasy games?
Like no. 7 no. and 8 Like, and... original Nintendo is where I'm at.
Okay. Well, but there was one on the Nintendo 6, the Super Nintendo, called Final Fantasy 3, which ended up being Final Fantasy 6 on the PS1, because it was very confusing.
Yeah, there's a whole thing, yeah.
There is a Final Fantasy 3. Japanese and America are different. And when Final Fantasy 3 came out on the SNES, or the SNES, or the Super Nintendo, we were using the Japanese version, so we had Final Fantasy 1, 2, and then 3. 3 surpasses all those other ones, so they just bumped it up to 6 when it got to PS1. That was Final Fantasy 6, and then they moved from there 7, 8, 9, and it's been fine since then. But before that, that's a whole fucking hazy period of confusion.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 6 is phenomenal. I genuinely think it's the best Final Fantasy game ever made.
I think I played X-2 on the PS2.
Which is literally the shittest Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
that's just like Fallout New Vegas, that is widely agreed as the worst Final Fantasy game ever made. It is fucking garbage. But Final Fantasy X, Final Fantasy X, was incredible. Such a good game. And then they ruined it by doing Part 2. Final Fantasy X-2. Fucking stupid. Anyways, I won't get into Final Fantasy. We'll save that for another day. But Final Fantasy Tactics on the Game Boy Advance, so good. Such a great game.
The best.
It is good. I was playing it when I was on tour. I think I was telling you. on the bus and that. I just pull it out. Yeah. Tactics games like that are awesome. And that's exactly how XCOM 2 is. It's a tactic game that plays just like that. I think they're called tactic games where they're overhead, not like Warcraft and Age of Empires and that, but more like
real-time strategy, but like a turn-based.
Turn-based strategy, but
warfare kind of. You know what's funny? When I first heard of XCOM, when it first came out, there was such hype about it, and I was like, it looks cool, because I thought it was a first-person shooter, a big wanker as I am. And then I looked into it properly, and I was like, holy shit, this is like Rebel Star on the Game Boy. And everyone's like, the fuck you on about? Shut up. I looked it up. It's made by the same people. It's like the exact same game, except from Game Boy Advance to like whatever XCOM was on. And now XCOM 2 is even bigger again. I'm like still playing Rebel Star on the Game Boy.
I'm trying to think Rebel Star Game Boy. It's.
I could go get it if you want. It's like right behind me.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly. Sorry, I just had to Google it. That was that's the other example I was going to give, but I was like, you're not going to know what that is.
It was made by the same people.
That's. So it's like that. It's an over the head turn based tactic game. But it's like it's soldiers. So you put 4 soldiers into a battle. I think you can eventually have 6 if you upgrade your stuff, but it's four soldiers. And you see on the map, it's you know, the usual thing where if you can only see a certain area around you, the rest of the map's darkened out. You just got to get to this point. As you go, you find other enemies and that, you try to take them out. But I think the reason I'm enjoying it so much is because I love being able to make my own character and make the character look like me. That's my favorite thing. The character customization is shit, but it lets you import soldiers that you make. So I just have this whole crew of me, Ben, you, Bernie, Holly, Bruce, Brian, Jordan, and Aiden. I've got this crew of people that I revolve, because if someone gets hurt in battle, they have to go to the hospital for a little bit, so I'll bring someone else in, you know. But what's really stressful is it's permadeath. So when they're dead, they're gone, and they go into memoriam, and I can't ever use them again.
For that reason alone, I hope you're making videos, and I hope one of us dies.
No, it's not easy to make. I don't even want to make videos on it. It's so stressful because if one of them dies, or if maybe two of them die in one match, I'll probably reload my game because I don't want any of them to die. But it just makes the match so much more intense, because if you're playing the game like any other person, you recruit soldiers that you find, and you blah blah blah, and they die, and then you have to start with a rookie again, and then you build up your rookie, which isn't a big deal because the rookies play, you know, play fine. There's not a huge advantage between having a rookie and then having someone who's, I don't know, a sniper level 3 or something. You can still get by, but I don't want anyone to die. So it's the most stressful. I did this one where we had to move to this point and we had to destroy this thing, and then we had to evac and call in a helicopter. Yeah. And everybody, we were getting totally taken over. It was me, you, Bruce and Holly, and I managed to get you, Bruce and Holly out, and we were getting totally taken over, and then I was just surrounded by people and everyone was taking shots at me, and it's turn based, so all three enemies that were left took a shot at me and they all missed, and then one of them did this attack where you duck behind something, and it's this attack where if another player walks in your line of sight, you automatically shoot at them. And so I had my last move, I'm like, I can run to the evac point. The second I get to the evac point, I'm out. So as long as I get there, I'm fine. And I made the run, and then this guy used his attack. So he took a shot at me, and if he hit me, I was dead, and it was in slow motion, and he missed, and he missed me, and I got into the evac point, and I got taken away. It was almost, I was like, off the couch, arms up, like, yes! Everyone made it out. Bruce is in hospital for 14 days or something. We got absolutely destroyed by the enemy, but we destroyed the thing and we got Eva. So I'm enjoying it a lot. You're finally. but I can see why people wouldn't like it. It's like tactics, like the Final Fantasy tactics. It's like you can either go to the main mission or little fights will pop up on the map, and I'll be like, okay, I'll go over to North America and I'll do this little mission or whatever, and you get points and you upgrade your base and you upgrade your weapons and. Yeah, I'm loving it. I think it's great. And people were like, it's shit, don't even bother playing. I'm like, oh, I kind of like it.
Yeah, either love it or hate it. Like, there's usually not much in between.
I just don't think I would like it as much if it wasn't my friends in the game. and the character customization is so shit.
Very unlimited.
But I've managed to make them all kind of resemble everyone. Yeah. So some of them are better than others. Like Bernie's looks incredible because one of the six faces you can choose from had to kind of look like Bernie.
Just generic Asian face.
Well, no, hers wasn't even Asian. I think it was just because it was, you can pick from races, and it was just like, it was like white, black, Asian, something else. No, it was just white, black, or Asian. And so hers was black, but she looked like this Indian woman. And just, I don't know. I put on the fucking septum piercing of one of the three things you can actually put on someone's face. A septum piercing or like a cigarette or a cigar.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so convenient. So convenient. I was driving around today.
Yeah. Your car's working.
Yeah, car's going all right. Car's going all right. And I was thinking about... on the last podcast, not the one you and I recorded, the actual last podcast, number 5. You know what? Before I get into this, because this might be a bit of a dark story. Not dark, but it might be a bit of a deep thought. First, we'd like to remind you, Luke and I would like to remind you that this episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by the independent developer and publisher, Tiny Build, who made games like Hello Neighbor, Speedrunners, Cluster Truck, Guts and Glory, which everyone knows I love, Party Hard, and Punch Club. They just released their latest top-down horror game, Garage, on the Switch, the Nintendo Switch. So make sure to check it out. For more information, follow at TinyBuild on Twitter and visit tinybuild.com. Thank you, TinyBuild, for supporting this episode of the GMAT podcast. And thank you, TinyBuild, for just supporting GMAT. You're fucking great. So I was driving around. And I was thinking about in the fifth podcast when we're talking about Jeffrey.
Jeffrey,
he's the guy that goes around to people at bars and pubs and goes, "You want to dance?" with his hand in his pants. And then he grabs...
What?
He grabs... Were you not on that podcast?
No. I listened to the fourth one. I was about to listen to the fifth and I ran out of time.
It's this guy from Rootman from Shep. Everyone, I'll just do a quick recap. Everyone knows him. Everyone knows Jeffrey. He might. I said in the last one he's got some sort of mental illness, but I don't know that for sure. So he might have a mental illness. He might be autistic. I hope he's not autistic because then it feels kind of mean. But
yeah.
But he might have a mental illness or he might not. But you see him everywhere. He goes to bars and he goes to pubs and. This thing that he's sort of known for, what he does, is when there's a band playing at a pub, he'll walk around with his hand in his pants, like down the front of his pants, and he'll walk up to like different tables and be like, "You want to dance?" And the girls will be like, even if they're underage, it doesn't matter. He'll go anyone. And they'll be like, "Oh, no, thank you, sir," if they don't know them, or piss off Jeffrey or whatever, you know. Goes up to different tables, he went, "Dance, went dance." And I was saying that he came up and he said to my mum, "You want to dance?" She was like, "Fine, all right." And then gets up and he grabs her ass and grabs her vagina. And like he's a menace.
Right.
But then I thought about, you used to call people like Jeffrey crazy people. Or like, you know, the person who walks down the street in their undies, you know, with a praise Jesus sign. You'd be like, "Oh, that dude's crazy. But now it's like, crazy people are driving through the Melbourne CBD, running people over with their cars or throwing acid in people's faces. It's like, it's a whole different meaning to crazy people. And I miss like regular old crazy people. I don't know what, the world is literally falling apart. This was my epiphany in the car. I was like, I miss crazy people. Cause it's like, you know, just like harmless crazy people walking down the street.
2018, I miss crazy people.
I do. I genuinely miss crazy people. And now it's just like psychopaths. A crazy person has taken on a whole different meaning in 2018, 2017, fucking last 5 years. A crazy person is a person who runs up and punches a baby in the head or pisses in someone's, you know, car window. It's I miss regular old crazy people. That was my thought for the day. Jeffrey,
thanks, Danny.
Jeffrey over acid throwers, you know.
I mean,
people suck so much.
It's still not acceptable to be like grabbing people, but I see what you're getting at.
That example of Jeffrey. Jeffrey's more of a menace than people give him credit for, but. I'm talking more about, like, you know, the people who walk down the bus stop murmuring to themselves and that. And that,
yeah. And hello. Like me.
Fucking mental case.
Hello.
Fucking stupid fucking dogs driving their car. I when I went to Sydney for the tour.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I stayed with my dad for one of the days I had off. And he was like, "Oh, you want to get the ferry in to, you know, check out the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Opera House?" Because I've never seen them. I've never been to Sydney. So it's like, yeah, all right, we got the ferry in and then we're walking up to the Opera House and there were these giant concrete blocks all over the place. And I was like, what the fuck are they? Have they been, because they looked newer than everything else. I'm like, he goes, "Oh yeah, they've just put those in." I'm like, well, that's, they're fucking gross. They're like ugly. Big fucking rectangle blocks of concrete. I'm like, they are fucking disgusting. Like, that's the worst architectural decision they've made. Like, right in front of the Opera House. It's so, yeah. And then I got home and I was thinking about it. I was like, and then I Googled it and I was like, exactly what I thought they were there for. They have to put these fucking concrete blocks in so that lunatic fucking dickheads won't drive their car through and kill a bunch of people. How fucking nonsense is our society right now that you have to put ugly fucking blocks of concrete in the middle of the Opera House just to stop fucking dumb cunts from running over other cunts? It's
I miss Crazy People.
Yeah, I really miss Crazy People. It's like, you know, it's not even the fact that it's that they're ugly. That's the least of my problems. It's just how fucked is society that that's something we have to do. We have to put concrete blocks to stop lunatics from trying to murder people. It's so, I miss the good old days of Crazy People.
God.
Do you think about that sometimes when you're walking through when you're walking through the CBD or somewhere? It came to my head the other day. I was walking down this CBD and I was like, what would I do? I just looked down the end of the, you know, as far as I could see, and I saw a car coming on the footpath just mowing people down. Mm. Like, I was like, I have to kind of be ready to run into a store or to run into somewhere just in case. I've always got to kind of be on the move because, yeah, I don't know anymore, Luke. I don't.
I'm right. I was in the city the other day. I got a fresh cuts for the sluts. Got a haircut.
Ooh, yeah.
Every time I've been to the city or anywhere, like, where a serious event has happened, it's always, you know, I've narrowly missed it by, like, a day or two or something, like, so I'm sure, knock on wood, I was in the city the other day, so I hope nothing happens. I don't know, I feel like I'm lucky in a way, in that I've never experienced anything serious like that. Like, I've never even thought about it, because nothing even similar has ever happened. And I'm sure if it did, I'd probably just run into the road or fucking, like, I don't know, whatever, you know, like, I'd have some instinctive reaction to not die. But yeah, no, I don't actively think about the possibility of getting run over in the city.
I always think about that. I'm like, I feel like instinctively I'd be like, there's a car, run into the store. But you think that, but then so many people got hurt. And have been hurt in those cases. I'm like, maybe something happens to your brain that just makes you black out and you don't know, you're panic or whatever. I'd be smarter. Maybe I'd run on the road, because it seems like that's the safest place to be, apparently.
I don't know. I've seen like a poisonous snake or something come up to me, and I've been like, I need to get away from this. But then, you know, I kind of just stood there frozen. I'm like, what am I doing? I need to move. This thing's possibly going to kill me. I didn't know what it was. It was just a snake at the time, you know.
That's one of those things. You see a snake coming, it's like, what do you do? And it's like, the fact that you're thinking about it's a problem. You're meant to stand still. You're not meant to walk away. What I do is I grab the shovel and I chop its head off. I put its head in the fire. Sorry to any vegetarians or vegans listening. You know, Holly's a vegan.
It's fine. I can say it. Holly's
I support you. I support your lifestyle. But growing up in the country, if you saw a snake, you chopped his fucking head off. It's you got shit in your house. Yeah. It's, you know, you say narrowly avoiding those moments. I think the original guy who was doing lappies on the the Flinders Street Station area, and then he went and run down a bunch of people in a CBD. Mm. The first dude who did it. I'd booked a gig to do a show at the Athenaeum Theatre, the Athenaeum Theatre or the Athenaeum, whatever it's called. And for the rehearsal and stuff, we're at the theatre there, which is right where all that went down. And then we went to this coffee place just around the corner. And the coffee place was where he drove through, one of the spots where he drove through. And we go there for coffee. And then the guy got into a lawsuit with Ticketek. He ended up being a fucking, he was in a lawsuit himself for touching kids he worked with and blah, 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 blah. This whole thing blew up. So the show fell apart and the show didn't happen. But the day that that guy drove through the CBD was the day of a matinee, and we would have been half an hour from after finishing the matinee and probably had gone down to the coffee place. And I was thinking about that. I was like, if on that day we'd done the matinee performance and we'd said, let's go get a coffee at the coffee place, which we probably would have done, I would have been there. And it's just tiny little things, you know, all that had to have happened is my director didn't have to touch kids. And if he didn't touch kids... If it didn't touch kids, I might have been run over.
It's just a small thing.
So basically what I'm saying is I'm thankful the director of that show touched those kids. And probably the worst thing I've ever said across my channel, across my podcast. That is the worst thing I've ever said.
Oh my god.
Now, obviously, I don't mean that. Obviously, I don't mean that. I'm being humorous, as it were.
Oh my god.
Here's something I want to talk about, Luke.
Please don't be a sponsor. That's a terrible segue.
No, no. I feel like this is something you'll agree with me on, and we've never spoken about this before. But we have very similar links in our life. Like, we both love Golden Sun, and and Final Fantasy Tactics.
Both taking up the butt from Bruce. And...
yeah, true. Yeah. We both love Fallout. Think Fallout 3 is the best. Yeah. I find our opinions. And the ways we spent our childhood, the games we played when we were young, seemed to line up very well.
Yeah.
Here's a statement. I'm gonna throw a statement out to you, and I want you to give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Got it.
BioShock fucking sucks.
Hmm.
I never played it when I was younger. I hadn't played it at all, and then I picked up the remaster. Well, not remastered. What's the difference between remastered and remade? It was remastered. Remade is it was like Crash Bandicoot. So this is the remastered, all three of the games. Played BioShock 1. What a fucking pile of garbage. It wasn't even a good game. It was an average story with a dumb ending that I saw coming. And then fucking the gameplay was so boring. I was just, oh my god. And people think it's just the greatest game ever made. And honestly, I played 2 and 3 as well, and I really expected a lot from 3. I knew 1 and 2 were going to be, you know, good, but, you know, all right, because they're quite old. And I expected a lot from the third game. Did nothing for me.
I've only played BioShock 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, that doesn't help then.
I got it much later, like much after its release. I remember I ordered it on eBay. It was like $17 or something.
Yeah.
This is back when I was like 15, 16, had almost no money. and I was feeling really sick, and I was like, I'm not going to go to school. My parents went to work. I think I beat it that day, and I think I enjoyed it because I hadn't played a game like it before. And then I went to play through it again on the hardest difficulty, because I usually go through on like a normal difficulty, experience the game as you're supposed to, and then play through on like the hardest and try and just like beat everything.
Mm.
And I, ignoring the fact that I kept dying, I didn't enjoy it as much. Like, it didn't seem, it wasn't a fun game.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool being like, you have these weapons and you can have, like, magic abilities in your hand and whatever else. But, like, I don't know. I don't think, I feel like it could have been more fluid.
It could have been a lot of things. Could have been a lot of things. I get that people really liked it, and I can see the reasons why. But with no nostalgia, and this is my first playthrough in 2018 of a game that's probably 10 years old or more, it just felt underwhelming. Mm. And I felt like I was, especially number 3, which had a lot of high hopes for, I felt like I was playing for the ending. I was just pushing through to the ending so I could sit back and go, was that a good game? Instead of actually being in the game and enjoying it, I was like, you know, and people talk about how great the story is, but in comparison to some of the stories told in gaming now, it's just so basic and like back then maybe it was groundbreaking, but today it's not a very groundbreaking story, and the ending
the whole nostalgia comes in.
Ugh, it's the ending's a mess. I reckon games like Final Fantasy VII have a story. That still today is fucking awesome, which is probably why it's being remade. It's so intricate and has so many different, you know, sort of chapters and paths and blah, 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 blah. But you know, fucking BioShock 3, I was like, it just underwhelmed me heavily. And I just had friends back, you know, in high school who were like, oh, this game's incredible. I actually had one friend who was like, this game's incredible, and she's a dumb bitch. And So that's probably why I didn't play back then, because I was like, well, she likes it. There's no way I'm going to play it, because she's dumb as dog shit. So, and no one else is playing it except her. But people are like, oh, no, it's a great game. Great game. I was like, oh, where'd you play it? Oh, I played it at her house. I'm like, well, I'm not fucking... I don't know. That's something...
Yeah, overall, I don't think it was that great. But, like, I... heard the first one was better than the second one. Because, like, second one you play as Big Daddy.
Yeah.
And apparently the first one you don't.
I think the general consensus is the second one's the worst.
But, like, I can imagine why it would be exciting to play the second one. Because, like, if the first one you're, like, some human or whatever, you fight these Big Daddies and they're big, gnarly bastards. You're, like, in the second one, you know, you get to be them. But I started off in the second one and I was like, oh. And I wanted to play the first one because, like, you know, you would have been moving around quicker or something. I don't know.
It plays basically the same. Like, you are a Big Daddy, yeah. But you don't behave like a Big Daddy. It's weird, yeah. The second I turned on the second one and found out I was a Big Daddy, I was like, I hate this. I don't want to be a Big Daddy. I want to be a character with some fucking, you know. Yeah, I didn't want to be one of them. It's like let's play The Last of Us and then let's imagine The Last of Us 2. We spend the whole game as a bloater. It's like we don't want to do that. we want to fight the bloaters and we want to fight the undead, but we don't want to fucking play as them. We want to play as a human with some emotions and feelings and difficulties. That's why I felt weird about the second one. I felt like we weren't a character. I felt like we were just this robot.
Vessel.
Vessel, that's a good one. Just a vessel for the gameplay. All right.
on a more hearty note.
On a more hearty note. No, I think, you know what? I brought it down with my jokes about pedophile directors and Bioshock. I think we'll end it there. It's been a hearty podcast. I'm sorry this is the second time we're doing it.
That's fine.
I like the first one. It was so good. It was a good podcast. And this one, it feels even better, you know? It feels great. And this is the sixth episode of the GMAT podcast, or 6.5. Any last thoughts, Luke?
Don't get your hair cut where you think you should.
And go and play XCOM 2.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you very much, all. You all stay sexy and beautiful and don't touch children.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.